This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dateline Danville, Pennsylvania. Now, Danville, Pennsylvania is nestled between like Lewisburg and Bloomsburg, right up there along the Susquehanna, Route 80 up there. Okay. It's a interesting part of the world. Really is.
Really?
Yeah.
Most of what's between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Pretty much
as
is.
My old friends from college who grew up in Jersey and more populated areas would call it, Pennsyltucky.
Yes, it certainly is. And yeah, it is. There's not a lot happening. Although, last week, there was a lot happening. The world turned its eyes to Danville, PA, as a truck with 100 monkeys in it crashed. Got rear-ended by another truck, flew into the woods, and like 96 or something of the monkeys, or 90-some of the monkeys, were fine. They were in crates, whatever. A couple of them got out.
Oh, no.
They ran into the woods. Yeah, this is a big story over the Friday night.
Monkeys on the loose in Danville,
PA. We got a monkey loose. A lobster loose. So the monkeys were running into the woods. A couple of them were captured right away. A couple of them hung out overnight. And some of them that had to be euthanized. Wow, no good for the monkeys.
No.
Big uproar about the CDC. Where were these monkeys headed? Are they they're doing different things with these monkeys? Are they carrying Ebola?
Oh,
what are they doing with these monkeys? Is this a covert mission from the government? Everything else? Are these COVID monkeys?
Thanks, Obama.
Well, yeah, all of it. All of it is nuts. Well, there's a woman named Michelle Fallon who happened to be traveling.
Mm-hmm.
In a car, minding her own business. Nice lady from Danville. She doesn't have a lot to do. She doesn't want anything to do with you. You don't want anything to do with her. Just keep it moving. Mind our business here. Until, well, you're behind a truck that crashes with 100 monkeys in it. Then she's forced to kind of act. Well,
okay.
She gets out of her car, and the subsequent Facebook post happens. Michelle Fallon just yesterday. I'm worried. People think I have a monkey virus. She writes on Facebook.
A monkey virus.
Right? Listen, I was behind the truck carrying the monkeys. When he got off the exit, he kept on going and turned to get on back on Route 80. And that's when the dump truck hit the back of the trailer and both went down into where the trees were.
Okay.
I thought the debris, D-E-B-R-Y, on the road came from the dump truck at first. So I pull over. I'm reading this verbatim.
Yeah.
So I pull over and run the check on the driver. I was worried. And they were hurt.
Well, that's nice.
The driver said, I'm sorry I didn't see you. I told him, you didn't hit me, that I was behind him and I was worried people were hurt. Driver asked about his trailer. I said the back end was fine from where I was. I couldn't see the front of it. I then noticed someone's legs between the front seat. I asked if he was okay. He said his leg was hurt. I told him, stay in the truck until the ambulance came. I didn't notice that they had a white sun visor that covered the passenger side window. Then a retired firefighter came to help. So I walked back onto the road. The person who was on the phone with 911 said, a cat run into the woods and that there's cats in these crates. Again, reading verbatim on this Facebook post. So I went to check on the cats. I pulled back a green cloth. I could see its brown fur. So I said, kitty, kitty. I stuck my finger inside to pet it.
Oh, no.
It made like a grunting noise. So I got a closer look. And the monkey pops up and hissed at my face, is what Michelle writes. Oh, there's a lot more.
Hissed at my face.
At the point I told the guy who was on the phone with 911 that they were not cats. They're monkeys. So I walked around to check on the monkeys.
Yeah.
To make sure they were okay and not hurt. and also walk inside the trailer because these crates, they were all inside. But the floorboard was given out. And the guy who called 911 said it could roll back, so I got out.
Yeah.
I then walk around more.
Sure.
I noticed one crate was completely broken and one missing the front of it. The crate is divided into three sections. It holds three monkeys each. Quick math here, right? Each crate had three monkeys in it. That's why I said four monkeys were missing. The crate were tipped over, so I helped turn them back over. I did notice that one crate was broken enough that one monkey could stick his hand out. I walked over to see it. He looked very curious. He was cute and looked scared.
I mean, there's the whole book about a curious
yes.
monkey that kids have grown up with.
They call him George. So I walked over to see. I then told the police that it could possibly get out. I asked if they had anything to hold it together more so the monkey would not get out.
Right.
He said he didn't. I even asked about using duct tape.
This is the longest Facebook post ever.
It's incredible, though. Then I seen the driver.
Of course she did. She seen it.
Uh-huh. The driver then told me the monkeys were not quarantined yet. Don't touch anything.
Don't touch them monkeys. Mm-hmm. They got disease.
At that point, I thought they were zoo monkeys going from one zoo to another. So I walked around.
Why is she still there?
Right. I gave my info to the police. Then I found out they were lab test monkeys.
Oh, no.
Then I went home. I called my aunt to tell her about it, of course.
I dumped out all my expensive shampoo.
Right, because she lives behind where the monkeys run off to. Because she has a dog. I didn't want her dog to get attacked. I then went to a birthday party. How about that transition there? I then went to a birthday party. We all talked about the monkeys. My sister said, I always wanted a monkey. You should have taken one for my birthday present. Later, this is all on Facebook. Later that night, I was in bed when my aunt called, and she ran in and told me about how I was there, and it was on the news. So she called me to see if I would come and do a story on the news about it. I got up and ran in, did the news, and came home. I then hear how they don't want anyone near the monkeys, but I was near the monkeys. So because I tried to pet one hissed in my face. What am I supposed to do? I called the state police to ask questions. I was told to meet Corporal Spade near the crash site. I asked, can you just call me? The lady said, no, you got to go see him. So I went to see him, but he was not there. Another officer was. There was a white car there. Three people got out.
Ooh.
I thought it was people that were helping with the monkeys, but they were news people. The officer said that Spade was on his way. Spade and a vet doctor from the CDC
Uh-oh.
Was with him. I told her about the monkey hissing in my face. I also told her I had a cut. She asked if the monkey bit or scratched me. I said no. I told her, though, I walked through the poop and it got on me. I asked if I should throw away my shoes because, you know, there's poop on my shoes. Just to wash them, she said. She told me I would get a call and a letter from the CDC and the health department. The next day, I spoke with a lady from the CDC.
Uh-huh.
I was a low exposure risk, they said. And yep. What symptoms to look for? Well, because the symptoms are like flu symptoms and it's flu season, I didn't know what to do. If I go and see my doctor, have them rule out COVID first. That test came back negative. They didn't do any further testing. I told her my family has been sick, but because of the monkeys, I got pink eye-like symptoms, a runny nose, and cough. My temperature is 99.1.
Oh, so, no!
Watch out. So to be safe, I went to Geisinger, which is a hospital.
Yeah.
I showed the doctor my letter and told him what my symptoms were. Because the monkey did hiss at me, and there was monkey poop. And I had an open cut. I don't know where this all came from. They wanted me to start rabies shots and medication to prevent anything from happening. End the Facebook post. I don't know how it ends. But there we go.
It ends with
Hope
her
this lady's okay.
Overreacting
yeah.
Grossly. I'm guessing.
The monkey
it's
hissed.
Just a guess.
There was monkey poop.
And she had an open cut.
And an open cut.
Did she rub? Lady, did you rub the open cut in the monkey poop?
May have.
I think you're okay if you didn't. The monkey hissed in your direction? I think you're all right.
Wow. She's worried. Do you think that there's... I would have driven the hell out of there. I'm not checking out.
Once I
see in the crate that it's a monkey, I'm gone.
As soon as I make sure that, like, the humans on site are everybody's okay or, you know, the ambulance is on the way, whatever. Yeah, I'm not hanging out to investigate the empty crates and have some monkey jump on my face. No thanks.
Right. Like, she... Man. Do you? I mean, this changed her life. In a way, I feel bad, but like, what are you going to do, lady? She went to Facebook about it. Now she has since, I guess, overnight rescinded and said she thinks she may have got sick because somebody had COVID at that birthday party she was at. Oh. The best is her sister saying, you should have taken a monkey and brought it with you to this birthday party. Would have been a real big hit. Would have been a huge hit.
You should just grab one.
Just get it.
Bring it here. You know.
Well, I don't know if they talk like that in Danville.
They do now. In my head, they do.
So it's good on her. Absolutely good on her for laying all her business out on Facebook. Nothing is
as everyone does.
I mean, there may have been classified information. Like, I bet the cops would be like, hey, you may not want to just tell everybody this. Like, let's try to keep it quiet. Bang, straight to Facebook.
Is she getting the rabies shot? Is that what she said? She's getting
it
the
ended,
rabies shot?
Cliffhanger.
She didn't get bitten. She doesn't need a rabies shot.
I'm pretty sure those are really expensive, too.
And painful.
They hurt.
Yeah. Yes.
She was just in the vicinity of poop, which you are if you go to the zoo, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you walk your dog, you're in the vicinity of poop.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I don't
somebody just texted in. I lived in Northumberland 30 years, just moved to Pittsburgh about a year ago. My friends told me they were out there trying to chase monkeys. So that's what was happening in North Central PA.
It's like that movie Outbreak. It's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Danville.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.